Hello, and welcome back to Curiosity Podcast of Thomas D. I'm your host, Thomas D., and I'm back after an extremely long hiatus, that is. I hope you are all well. We haven't talked in a while. So, how is everyone doing? Now, today, I want to give you my thoughts on a whole new movie I've seen twice already. So, there's a clue after these messages. And we are back. Today I'm talking about Paramount Studios in association with Sega's new movie, Sonic 2. Directed by Jeff Fowler, with the return of the original cast, with Jim Carrey as the larger-than-life evil character Dr. Robotnik, aka Dr. Eggman. James Marsden, who played Tom Wachowski, the sheriff, an all-around good guy who is married to Maddie, played by Tika Sumpter. There are two new characters introduced to add flair to the story. Tails, played by voice actor Colleen O'Shaughnessy, and Knuckles, played by well-known actor Idris Elba. The characters travel through the dimensional portal rings, as we saw the first Sonic film, all around the world. This is way better than traveling by map, Muppets. What I liked best about the movie was the return of Jim Carrey's character, Dr. Robotnik. I loved his voice changes and the special effects of a techno-electronic performance. He now has a sidekick who I suspect we will see again. Our story ended like the first, with a glimpse at Sonic 3 character Shadow, if you can believe it. I also felt like I have seen some of the locations for Sonic 2 in other productions. The scenes from Hawaii were shot at the Four Seasons Hotel, with multiple plugs for the film. This hotel shares a lagoon with Disney's Aulani Resort. The city of Green Hills looks a lot like Fernfield, Washington, from Disney's Air Buddies film franchise. I don't know. You decide and let me know. I would highly recommend this first Sonic film, streaming now on Paramount Plus, and Sonic 2 only in theaters. Now, I am waiting for Sonic 3. Until next time, this is Thomas D. signing off. Bye-bye!